the GKN Skullhead 2 hours of X, where X equals whatever noun we're working with this week. Jake, are you with me?
I am with you, Mr. Skullhead.
And Winamp agrees, so we may actually have our technical shit ironed out.
So it will actually be 120 minutes of pumpkin pie with Jake and Mr. Skullhead instead of 30 minutes of Jake and Mr. Skullhead fucking with settings, and then how many is left out of 120 after you subtract 30, Mr. Skullhead?
Generally 90.
90? All right. So 90 minutes of pumpkin pie with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. As always, kids, the way to get in touch with us while we're doing this little show here is you can call us via Skype. That's S-K-Y-P-E, available, as you would expect, at skype.com. Message me at Radio Jick, which will put you in a queue. We will have to call you back because it doesn't let us accept incoming calls into a conference. We actually have to invite you while you're just showing up in the contacts list. So the other way to get a hold of us, and the way that is a lot of fun, a lot more accessible for most people, is to send messages to Radio Bugbear, private messages, not the blue messages, as they're called. Chat messages /MSG space Radio Bugbear, all one word, and spelled correctly. It's not a bug bar. He's not actually logged in right now, which is something I should probably remedy.
What's Bugbear's player ID? Anyway.
Bugbear's player ID is an excellent question. Forgive my typing here for a moment. It is 276426. Which I maybe ought to change that to something easier to remember, like
Elite
2. And I suppose it'll take, like a minute for these to actually filter out to where people can hear us, since it's not really live. It's on a tape loop in case we say the word fuck.
Yeah, fuck, man, that's incredible. One thing that I do want to point out, I know a lot of people out there have my AOL Instant Messenger name, and I'm asking that you not send questions via my AOL Instant Messenger, just because then I end up with 10 or 11 windows open. And
The fewer things we have to pay attention to at one time, the more likely we are to actually get to your question or your comment. And we do want to get to all of your questions and all of your comments. Really, we do.
Well, all of your questions and maybe some of your comments. Eh? But anyway, since we have the server maxed out, I have been asked by the wonderful people who run Radio KOL out of the goodness of their own hearts to let you know how to donate to Radio KOL. Now, it's a different kind of donating pool than Kingdom of Loathing. They are independent of us, and despite the fact that we have begged to be able to subsidize them, they prefer to be independent. So go to www.radio-kol.com, radio-kol.com. There is a make a donation link on there, and they also have merchandise for sale. So if you feel in a generous mood and wish to support Radio KOL, we will all thank you for it.
Yeah, no, we have, like you said, maxed out the server now. I think that's probably due largely to my announcement that I posted on the front page. And supposedly there are good things in the works as far as increasing the capacity, but the 200 is enough for our day-to-day usage of the radio as far as I've been told. I forgot where I was going with that. Let's see. I've got one when I wrote the script, which allows both Mr. Skullhead and I to read Radio Bugbear's private messages. Which have you found that, Mr. Skullhead?
Oh, is that on somewhere on my?
It is on with your other stuff. I should have sent you a message telling you where it is. It's in there with the thing where you can look through people's stuff and fulfill your duties as Big Brother in the kingdom.
Okay, yep, I got it.
All right, so Jojo McNabb says, did you say blue or green messages? And which ones are chat private messages?
The blue ones are chat private blue messages. Yeah.
All right, I said not to send blue messages, and that's because I was wrong about what blue message means. See, this is what happens when other people make up terminology for us, is we don't understand it. NippoConnect did probably a week ago send a PM to Radio Bugbear after we logged off that said, question for next time, is there any particular player behavior that is bad for the system slash database that we could avoid and help with the lag and all? And not really. And it should be the case that nothing you could do is going to be bad for it, and that's what we're working towards. So don't feel bad about playing the game. Now, pretty much, you know, if you're allowed to do it, unless it's something retarded like just you know, writing a script to hammer on buttons over and over and over and over again just to waste time and not to actually accomplish anything, then you don't have to worry about it. If you can do it, it should be behavior that the system can handle. Neverwomper asks, when is the Sorceress Tower going to be finished? Yes.
My answer to that is later.
Werebear says, why isn't there a Radio KOL link on the menu? That's an excellent question. There should be, next to the forums. There are some things that I've been intending to do as far as making certain things sort of the official, unofficial sites for various things, as Radio KOL is the official, unofficial Kingdom of Loathing radio station. Assembly Cold Front. I need to put a Cold Front link up. I need to put a Radio KOL link up in a way that's permanent and isn't taking up the space it's taking up right now on the login screen and that kind of thing. Rip suggests changing Radio Bugbear's player ID to 8675309, but I'm not sure what that would do to the auto numbering. I don't want people's player IDs suddenly in the 8 millions because everyone would get mad because suddenly their player IDs were really high compared to everyone else, and that's yet another EE penis.
Oh, Radio Bugbear is currently showing as not logged in.
Yeah, that's because I forgot to log in with Radio Bugbear. Since we're not actually using the chat to read his messages, it's actually not important that he be logged in, but it is going to confuse people. And for those of you trying to hack Radio Bugbear and counting my keystrokes as I type in the login name and the password, I was faking it, so that information isn't going to be valuable to you. So Radio Bugbear is logged in. He's probably showing up in Clan Channel. He is now the leader of Clan Chef Boy, as I have retired to the Warehouse 23 clan for a little while.
When will the new antiques come out?
I'm sorry, what?
Skyld, or Sild, or Shield, I guess, asks, when will the new antiques come out?
The stuff that I've probably mentioned in the antique store. There are a few things that are going to go in there pretty quick. Early next week, I would say, there's going to be the next sort of stage of the Penguin Mafia versus the Council of Loathing saga. Pretty minor, but it should be pretty fun.
And always remember, kids, there is no such thing as a new antique.
That's an excellent point.
It's true. By definition.
We're really nothing sold in Uncle P's antique store is an antique. The antique furniture laying around in the store is just there as a front.
Right. What kind of pet were you interested in? An AK-47 pet? Yeah. Anyway, Family Guy references. Someday we'll incorporate
them. I see that I have ordered the query that gives us the Radio Bugbear's private messages. Apparently randomly, so now things are sort of showing change. When are we going to see KOL KOL office pics, says Trogdor, assuming that he wants a picture of the version of Microsoft Word that I use for word processing and the version of Microsoft Excel that I use for making spreadsheets and ASCII porn. I don't know. Do people want to see pictures of the Kingdom of Loathing office?
I have a couple.
Yeah? Are they of us doing anything embarrassing in the Kingdom of Loathing office, or are they just of the Kingdom of Loathing office in general?
No, they're the testing the new digital camera pictures.
Oh, excellent.
They have Jezzer flies. Nobody can know that her real name is that close to her KOL name. They have her familiars in there, too. That'll be fun. Someone asked, are you going to get any hot man-on-man action on this show? No, that was last week's show, Hot Stuff. Thanks.
The other thing about this office is that it's looking a lot more like a real office. We actually had to go get another desk and another computer, and I actually had to finally correctly set up the network in my house. house, as opposed to just taping cables through doors and up stairways. Because we have taken on an assistant, as some of you are probably aware, Zlyania. Okay, Zlyania. I was never entirely sure about it. Anyway, good friend of ours, and she is answering a lot of our mail now so that we have more time, in my case, to play World of Warcraft, because I've been playing the open beta of World of Warcraft for the last couple of days, but I promise I'll get bored with that pretty quick and get to spending the time that y'all deserve. But, yeah, so now there's actually two people working here at certain times and starting to feel a lot more like an office.
Have you started sexual harassment yet?
I haven't. I was. I'm going to do a seminar about sexual harassment first, so that we will all be aware of what sexual harassment is, so that we can be better at it.
Yeah, I figure occasionally.
Master Drake asks, "I didn't get to." I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was vamping. Go for it.
Master Drake says, I didn't get to see Jake on G4 Tech TV. Can he tell some of us about his experience and what type of stuff went on? You can actually, Coldfront is hosting the interview that they did. It ended up being pretty short. It was just a little 5-minute segment where I basically got to say what the game was, and then we just kind of bullshitted back and forth about some stuff. Yeah, I don't think I was exactly the style of interviewee that they were hoping for. I wasn't as animated as the guy interviewing me, and it was a little more, I don't know. I thought it was cool. It was fun. They were all really nice. I got to talk to Kevin Rose a little bit, who did this set of this hacker TV show where he and his friend just drink 40s and teach you how to break into people's wireless networks. And I had actually seen him on there a long time before I ever saw the screensavers, and so we chatted about that for a while. Everybody was really cool, though. Neferwomper says, "Damn, I want to play," in quotes, with the sorceress, and don't we all?
Mm-hmm.
Trogdor, Thy Majesty, says, "Radio KOL rocks." Indeed it does. And I only wish that it was the sort of thing that I could take credit for, but I cannot, because it is all the domain of Severed Toe and the others.
And
all the people who make this the 76th highest ranked shoutcast station in the universe.
In the known universe. I mean, there are probably some stations out in the outer arm of the galaxy that are doing better, but if so, I don't know about that. So, Nyadnyadin, which is simply Nidane backwards, asks, "Would you be willing to make it possible to do meat for buffs or loot for buffs trades using the trade system?"
That is a good question. Right, and it's a good question that I wasn't paying any attention to because I was trying to reorder the messages that come out of the Radio Bugbear message watching script. Yeah. All right, so I think now we are getting them in time order, which is good. All right, so would you be willing to make it possible to do meat for buffs or loot for buffs trades using the trade system? As a disco band, I would love to trade for buffs without being scammed. That's a good point. It's something that a lot of people have brought up. One thing that I might consider, and this is something that it would be a pretty simple mechanic to write. I'm just not 100% sure that I want it to be in there just because I sort of like the social aspect of people buffing for meat. But the ability to turn a buff into an item. And actually, now that buffs are worth something, I think that it might not be a bad time to think about doing that. Like, the sorcerers could make a sauce sphere pill. Perhaps something that you had to buy a container for the buff, and then it could be sold in a mall store, or it could be sold using the offer system. What do you think about that idea, Mr. Skullhead?
Man, I think that's an excellent idea. I think I wonder if it wouldn't be better though to have the recipient of the buff have to buy the container to put it in. Like you can.
That's something that the individual people could work out on their own. I mean, if it was something like if the container was available in the guild store or something, and the buffer or the buffy could buy it, it could just be something available in the market actually.
Yeah.
And Yeah, I mean, you know, they could work it out. Somebody could say, all right, I'm going to give you this buff for 1,000 meat and a buff container. But, you know, if everybody didn't want to do that, then they wouldn't have to.
Right.
You know, so say the buff container costs, like, 100 meat. My worry before, the reason I didn't want to do that before is because buffs were so cheap that there would just be, you know, millions of those items as soon as it was possible to create them, and right. That's no good. Funky Skunk asks, hey, is there any way to put up mirrors to the server so everyone can listen? P.S. I can't hear your reply. sorry, Funky Skunk, that you are the only person who can't hear this. I don't know. They did something during the barbecue where somebody hosted some extra bandwidth, but I'm not entirely sure what we can do about that. Anybody listening who is capable of setting that up, maybe you can send a message to Radio Bugbear and tell us what to tell people to do. Mystical says, for both Jick and Scully, you two deserve pie. What are your favorite pie flavors? That reminds me of the age-old question asked once by Weeble of his friend Bob. What is best pie? I don't remember the answer to the question, though, so I can't answer Mystical's question. What is your favorite kind of...
Mr. Scully. I'm pretty much an apple pie guy, or a lemon meringue if you got it.
Yeah. In real life, I'm kind of a pumpkin slash key lime. Shay asks, Jick, dear, why did you switch to Warehouse 23? Because they have a lot of really good ideas, and I wanted to be able to be in their clan chat. And I didn't want to write code to allow me to eavesdrop on their clan chat. I figured I would just get in there legit. Yeah, I like those dudes. Vicious Weasel, I, like many others, am concerned about the ecology of the kingdom. What is being done to prevent the Helvetica scenario? I am preventing the Helvetica scenario by not having any idea what the Helvetica scenario is.
I think we're using Arial for the font instead of Helvetica.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good way to keep Helvetica from getting into the kingdom, the nefarious evil font that it is.
Although it is Arial... comma Helvetica. I mean, I think it's, I think maybe Macs don't have Arial by default. There's a reason. Although, you know, maybe it's not. I think I actually am using the style sheets for that. Because I resisted style sheets for a long, long time. Because, I hate web standards and I like writing crappy code. Black Belt Duck, will the blankety blank blank ever come back? Well, it can't come back because it wasn't ever supposed to be there in the first place.
You cheating, cheating bastard.
So no, it won't come back, but it will arrive in the first place.
Riff asks, is there anything on the to-do list for After Ascension that you'd like to make vague hints and references to get people excited about the future for After Ascension?
The to-do list for After Ascension is a nebulous whirlwind of half-assed and quarter-assed and three-quarter-assed completed ideas. I don't know if there's anything I'd like to give vague hints about. Can you think of anything in the special place we have, Mr. Skullhead, where we talk about these things that you'd like to mention?
Well, we are looking at, and this may actually drop pre-ascension, but we're looking at a sports betting thing going on in Kingdom style. We're not talking about betting on soccer matches or football matches or soccer meaning football matches, but Kingdom may be getting its own professional team of sport type folk upon which you can bet. So that'll be coming in the future. But you know, more quests, more items, more stuff. I think immediately after the Ascension Code finally goes live, our plans are to bite our fingernails and watch for somebody to jump up in levels, meat, or items, and then drink copious amounts of alcohol because we finally got it done.
Yeah, and after that, it will be a lot easier, I think, at that point to roll out little things. Because right now, you know, I feel like that my time should be spent on the big things, and so it's a lot less like it used to be where I just, you know, I can think of something, talk to Mr. Skelet about it and put it in over the course of an afternoon. You know, something like a trick or treat thing. We pretty much did that in a day, and it was cool and fun, and I would love to do stuff like that all the time. But the problem with that is, you know, there wasn't really a lot of content to the trick or treat thing. The items were neat, there was funny stuff, and, you know, it was a cool thing, and I want to see more stuff like it. But when we do stuff like that, there are a lot of relationships between game mechanics that have to be considered. We have to be sure not put anything in that's going to be unbalancing or screwed up if we're going to put it in quick. So, you know, there'll be a lot of just kind of goofy fun stuff. Always, as long as I'm working on it, we'll continue to make it better.
Right.
Speaking of sports and staring at G4 Tech TV on the screen here, I got a letter in the mail or a postcard in the mail today about some improvements that they're making to my cable setup. They're moving G4 Tech TV to the sports tier.
No.
So in order to get Tech TV, you have to pay $5 for 9 ESPN and Fox Sports channels, and Tech TV, and Bloomberg, the finance network, because those are both sports.
Yeah, in related news, running the Killer Robots, you know, Robot Wars stuff, and Halo matches now equals sports channel.
Sild asks, Skyld, Shield, Skeeled, will Random Ramblings come back, and why or why not? Random Ramblings, of course, being a forum we had once, and then it went away. I don't know. Mr. Skelet, have you been paying attention to why people want Random Ramblings to come back?
The main reason I'm hearing is that Random Ramblings was a place where people could play stupid forum games and boost their post count without saying anything of substance.
Mm-hmm.
So those forum games like, you know, comment on the person above you, or 25,000 post quest, or,
right,
you know, insult the person 3 above you, or whatever, are, in the opinion of some, taking over general asymmetry. So they'd like to see, like, the post count e-penis boosting place be a separate entity.
I guess I'm... Since I don't tend to read general asymmetry, I don't see that stuff. I mean, I'm assuming that Sealed would, Sealed, Skyld, Shield would volunteer to mod that forum, and so, sure, why not? I will create a Random Ramblings, and Shield will mod it. Let's see. People are asking if we're going to start taking calls. Do you think we should start taking calls, Mr. Skullman?
If there are people that want to call, then
sure. Let's see. problem here is I never know. Let's see. There is someone named David who wants to ask a question. Who is? Let's see. How do I get?
You'd think
that I would have thought about this stuff beforehand and sort of tried to figure out. Breadstick Monkey sends an IM on Skype actually saying, "I'm not convinced that Jick and Mr. Skullhead are different people. Could you please define yourselves?" In an effort to prove that we are different people, I am going to hold my breath while Mr. Skullhead sings the number pinball machine song from Sesame Street.
I don't know the number pinball machine song from Sesame Street.
The cartoon with the pinball rolling along through all the different stuff, with the song that the lyrics are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, well, geez. Yeah.
Do you know that song?
If that's the one, then sure.
All right, okay. Here I go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Hey, and there you go.
And we broke the only rule that we set for this show, which is I am not allowed to sing.
Right, well,
we are two different people, and you can hear that if you tune into my show on Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, because at that point I haven't been talking to Zach for an hour, and I haven't completely emulated his voice.
And so you mean Jack, right?
Yeah.
Nobody is allowed to know my real name.
Except everybody who watched Tech TV or downloaded it.
Except the entire audience of G4 Tech TV.
But not our listeners. No.
Amen. Absolutely not. All right, so Primavera Angel Hair, I think, would like to. I'm trying to figure out how. Skype has a lot of pretty little icons that don't tell you what they're going to do. So I'm seeing him here, but I'm not seeing him on my contact list, which is where he needs to be in order to be invited into the conversation.
Okay, we have Celia has set up a mirror so 30 more people can listen, and that is the address for it, http://, and write this down, kids, 68.226.168.217:8000. So 30 more people.
And you know, the only people, the only people who heard that announcement are people who don't need.
Well, tell your friends, for fuck's sake. I can't do everything.
No, I guess if somebody out there could announce that in the chat, that would be great.
I don't know if I want to system that. I'll post it in normal.
Yeah, I was about to system it, and then I changed my mind.
Because that'll put 4 more people, or 30 more, 30. In other news, 30 and 4 are now the same number.
Yeah, they sure are.
Whoop. So I refreshed the Bugbear private messages, and they are all gone.
Oh, crap. Yeah, that's because I accidentally went into the chat with Radio Bugbear. Janice is uber cool. Asks a question that I'm not going to say out loud. But Janice is uber cool, or juicy, as I like to call him. He says, also, are you going to charge money for a game you make after this? And I don't know. We'll see. I haven't made a game after this yet. So, Doogmonger asks a while ago, can we get a sheep of loading calendar? No, you can't. You sick bastard.
He also asked if we were giants, and I think everyone knows the answer to that.
Is Carlos, Carlos, says, Jick, will anything else ever become of asymmetric.net? We all know that test search for Schlitz was test sweetest. Read the purposely misspelled. Oh, the purposely misspelled. yes, the search for Schlitz was pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. I pretty much stopped doing my incredibly sporadic updates of asymmetric.net when I started working on this other project that you may have heard of. Yeah, it should. I mean, you know, that's where our store will be when we start doing our awesome merchandising.
Which is probably, a week away? A couple weeks away?
Yeah, probably. We're in the process of getting some like pint glasses and shot glasses made, and that might take a couple of weeks to actually get them. But yeah, we got some bumper stickers, and we got some stickers that can go places other than your bumper, and left some black shirts, which is cool because people are all about black shirts. Actually, they're not black shirts; they're asphalt-colored shirts from American Apparel. So they were made without sweatshops. Which means that they're no good, because people who are paid well for their labor get real lazy and they just fuck stuff up. Balex2290 asks, will there be a multiplayer adventure in KOL? I'm assuming they mean this sort of the ability for players to group up an adventure in the same place. And I don't know, if I can figure out a good way to do it, it's something that I would certainly consider, but it'd be kind of a big deal to retrofit.
True that.
I think. And I can't really think. I mean, in as much as the chat sort of has taught me how to do kind of real time stuff with PHP and the whole web front end thing, it's a little too janky for anything that's seriously integrated in the game. Let's see. This guy says Arial isn't on Macs, but the Mac equivalent is Geneva. Helvetica is actually a nice font. So take that, Mr. Skullhead. You got a hater on your not liking Helvetica.
I actually have no idea what Helvetica looks like.
Tom Funk says, please say my name. It would make me happy. So go forth happy, Tom Funk. Faux Luke says, have you thought about using any color? It's getting a little boring. There is plenty of blue. So just deal with it.
I need colors and maybe better graphics. Come on, it's starting to hurt my eyes. Now, we here at Kingdom of Loathing and Asymmetric Publications LLC would never endorse the using of any ingestion of any illegal or illicit substances that may do your body harm. At the same time, I might add that there are plenty of substances out there that would give you all the colors you'd ever want to see in Kingdom of Loathing, the rainbow through to infrared and ultraviolet and ultra uber supraviolet. So, you know, if you don't have access to those, I've heard that, you know, 3 or 4 bottles of Robitussin would do it. And I am joking. Please don't arrest me.
That's not so much please don't arrest you as please don't drink Robitussin.
Yeah. Please don't drink 4 bottles of Robitussin because we told you to. Save that for the purple Kool-Aid. Are we ever going to sell hoodies?
You know, that's something I've actually been getting a handful of requests for lately. Sure.
Jetherfly's got the 411 on those.
I mean, I'm sure that American Apparel sells hoodies, so the existing channels that I have for getting clothes made, it would be pretty easy to make some hoodies.
I feel that we've got to be down.
So then they would probably, we got to be down with the hoodies, because too much television watching's got us chasing dreams. Mystical asks, if you each had to choose a song to describe your time and experiences with Kingdom of Loathing, what would they be and why? You wanna answer that, Mr. Skullhead?
Wow, that's a heavy question. I think probably Billy Idol's epic Dancing with Myself, because you know I've spent a lot of time sitting at the computer all by myself, masturbating, and then when I'm done, I'll log on to Kingdom. So, I think that's what it would be.
For me. I'm not sure. I'll have to think about that while I answer some other questions. Let's see. Sailor Bowser says, I think there should be a place that sells spices, since there are so many recipes that use it. Well, but...
Go Adventure.
You know, it's pretty easy to get spice. You can, on the days when the Hermit has a clover, via a sort of an accidental result of game mechanics that a lot of people report as an exploit, but that I don't really mind, basically get 1 spice per adventure. By doing a little sort of infinite hermit sewer loop. And I guarantee you that this is the only situation in which the phrase infinite hermit sewer loop has ever come up, and that makes me proud.
I've got high-res images of the infinite hermit sewer loop. You get to listen to them and to me, too. I don't know where you're seeing everything you've said recently.
What's that?
Oh, all the messages you're pulling? I'm not seeing any of those.
Well, no. See, I have not refreshed that page, so I still have the ones before I fucked up and erased them all.
Oh, okay.
On the screen, so I'm just trying to read them all so that I can then refresh them and get to the newer ones. Isterion asks, would it be possible to add use, comma, eat, comma, drink, comma, etc. links to the little window that pops up describing an item when you click on its picture, making it easier to use things right after you get them without having to go to inventory?
That's a pretty nifty idea.
Yeah, the only thing is it would require having to add the eat, drink, use code to every script that could possibly give you an item, unless it just gave a link to that would actually take you to inventory and use it, but it would be 1 fewer clicks, maybe 2 fewer clicks if you were wanting to get to something that wasn't on the pane of inventory that you've been looking at. So, oh, maybe. Well, I'll look into that. I'll see what it would look like. I am, by the way, just so I can officially announce this, I am going to add the multiple item use facility to the inventory page. I think I figured out a way to do it that won't look crappy. It will only be for certain items because it's going to have to be, I'm going to have to write a little bit of code for every item that is multi-usable, because the way that I was doing it before, which was just looping through the item use code over and over again, caused all kinds of database horror, because somebody would go to use, you know, 1,000 Penultimate Fantasy chests, and it would just, it would choke on the queries that were giving them items, and then cause the query that deleted the chests to fail. So, That was one of PyMonkey's more famous capers, taking a character that had played 0 adventures and within 1 day getting him to the top of the leaderboard. Are you seeing any new messages there, Mr. Skullhead? Are you hearing me, Mr. Skullhead? Are we lost? Are we disconnected?
Sorry, I had to go run and grab a beverage.
Uh-huh.
To try to keep down the...
That's much better than what I was expecting.
The metric
technical difficulties.
Ton of phlegm, which is currently clogging my throat.
What you drinking?
Well, I've got to go do some driving in about an hour, so right now I'm drinking iced tea.
And by having driving to do in an hour, you mean being a huge pussy?
No, I gotta go Target and shit, whatever, stuff. Yeah, so
I went to Target today. There was a Starbucks inside the Target.
Was there a Target inside that Starbucks?
With an additional Starbucks inside it.
With tiny little pornographic magazines.
Long enough time frame, everyone becomes a Target. So I guess there were some Targets inside Starbucks. Hmm.
So how are we on the page of bugbear messages you're looking at?
I think we're done. Everybody's asking when we're going to accept calls. We might as well... this is confusing.
See, rather than having them call you and then call you back, you should probably just have them message you with what they want to talk about, and then you can call them.
I know, but I can't figure out from the window where somebody's messaging me how to add them to the contact list, which is where they need to be in order to be available for me to invite into the conference. And it's really irritating. You would think that when somebody sends you a message in that little window, that one of the cute little pictures at the top would be a picture that adds them to your contact list. There's one with a picture of a person and a plus sign, but it's grayed out. So the one thing that probably is actually the button that I need, I cannot use for some reason. I've got a million windows open. Okay. Brian says he's recording the show for anyone that still can't listen. So that's something that I can maybe talk Nicotoni/Nicodemus, the cold front auteur. I have no idea if I'm using the word auteur correctly. It's the first time I've ever used the word auteur. Maybe he can host that. That would be a cool thing for people to be able to get to. All right. Alexei Malafiev says, hoping that's not a name that I wasn't supposed to say out loud on the radio, that he would like to call in. I'm really trying to figure out how to allow you to do so. Hey, you know what? All these people are in my contact list. I had just scrolled my contact list all the way down to where I couldn't see them. All right, so let's go in reverse order. We'll invite in Primavera Angel Hair and see what's up with Primavera Angel Hair. Invite to conference.
Here
ringing.
Comes Primavera Angel Hair. That's the Primavera Angel Hair song.
Ringing. Ringing. Boy, Skype certainly has a lot of annoying things that it does.
For instance, it just dropped Primavera Angel Hair.
Sure did. After giving me the very informative message, E with audio D. That was presumably the middle of some sentence that was cut off on both ends.
E with audio D.
E with audio D. Are you E with audio D, Mr. Skullhead?
Every last homie.
My cell phone is ringing, but there's no way that's going to work.
All
right. Let's see what Tobias382 has to say. Let's see. Tobias382 is calling me. I'm going to refuse that call and then invite him into the conference.
Here comes Tobias382.
Ringing. Ringing. I'm beginning to think that there's maybe something wrong with getting people... Well, you know, it's not 120 minutes of angst with Jake and Mr. Skullhead if everything works right.
You know, Seb just said that for future installments, we could probably work out a production assistant where, you know, just like the big boys, they would
take the calls and send us the names of the people we needed to call and what they wanted to talk about.
Huh. That would actually be kind of cool to have some phone screeners.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to hang up on this because I can't seem to get through. All right. Now I'm going to try and invite Primavera Angel Hair in again. Invite to conference.
It's
ringing.
Possible that Primavera Angel Hair could join us.
Ringing. I have a feeling I'm going to get E with audio D again and still not have any. Oh, M with remote sound D.
M with remote sound D. I
wonder. And kicked off.
Could I invite somebody?
Who wrote
the
Book of Love?
Let me try.
Are we doing this the same way we did it last time? Did I call you or did you call me? And if so, was that the way we did it last time?
I called you this time, and I'm pretty sure that's what we did last time. Let me try and add Primavera Angel Hair to my contacts. And then I will try and call Primavera Angel Hair. While Skype thinks about that, though, Shadows Light says, I've gotten a message from your secretary, so I'm happy you'll get to it eventually. Do you have any idea when you will be giving out the Mr. A's from Amazon donations?
Yeah, we're about a week behind on that, but I did figure out a way to get her access to the records on that, and so I would be surprised if it...
Anywhere up to November 1st and beyond, we don't have...
Okay, let's say today or tomorrow. That's right. Yuki Nakama says, will you put a HOF stat for donations? I'm assuming actually HOR, Hall of Records. The reason that I have never done the Hall of Records table for donators is, first of all, I'm scared of what would happen if I did that because I'm a little uncomfortable with people just sending in thousands of dollars just to get on a list. Because I don't like money, and I don't, by any stretch of the imagination, have a swimming pool filled with gold coins in the backyard of my mansion that Mr. Skullhead and I lounge by. Yeah.
And it's full of
taking
gold.
A single swig out of a bottle of Cristal and then throwing the bottle of Cristal away.
Yeah, I got M with audio D, too.
All right. So the other thing is that I don't think that in general people want their donation records to be public. And so it would be a matter of doing them all manually, or I suppose I could write some code to ask them if they want it to be on a thing. But, yeah, okay. So I have thought about it, but I haven't come to any conclusions, as you can see by my inability to come to a conclusion now. Brutal says, you guys rule. Are you going to ever spill the beans on how the Talisman of Bayo drops?
No.
No. I don't think so. It's more fun when you don't know. Just know this, everyone, that it's impossible to get it on purpose, and that's exactly the way that I wanted it to be. So, you know, there are certain things you can do that will marginally increase your likelihood of getting it, but not consistently. So, you know, just it's rare. It's rare. People find it, and hooray for them. So, you know, let them have their fun. If everybody knows how to get it, then it doesn't mean anything for the people who do get it. Dugmonger says, thank you for making me famous. I will draw my own calendar, I guess.
That's the
go right ahead, and really, maybe I will make it. Maybe I'll make the Sheep of Loathing calendar available. Hot Stuff asks, have the guys from Homestar Runner started playing Kingdom of Loathing yet? Will Strong Mad ever make a cameo in Seaside Town? Well, I don't think it would be possible to draw Strong Mad given my style. I don't know that they would. Some of their friends are trying to get them to play it. The guys from Da Vinci's Notebook, which is, some of you have probably heard of them, this sort of a comedy a cappella group, they are friends with the Homestar Runner guys, and they all got really into Kingdom of Loathing, and they said that they kept going to the house of the Homestar Runner guys and leaving Kingdom of Loathing up on their computers in the hopes that they would check it out, but I don't know if they have. Nobody's said anything. Hey, Lore from Brunching Shuttlecocks made an account, and then he played like 10 turns and never came back, which really makes me cry.
Yeah, but his partner at Fluffy what?
Yeah, little fluffy guy dug it, got it. Is it still in the top 20 on Little Fluffy?
Probably.
If only there were some way I could check that.
Yeah, the weird thing about the little fluffy rankings is that it's impossible for anything to ever go up because it's just based on rankings that don't ever change, which is kind of weird. So just eventually it won't be on there anymore. The mirror has been announced in the chat, so that's good. Master Drake asks, if I met Morgan Webb. No, I didn't meet Morgan Webb. I don't even know if we were in the same building. I didn't really meet anybody except the Screensavers people.
We are number 12 on the top 20 of Little Fluffy.
Awesome. So J-Jazz asks, do you love us? Yes, we do.
Yes.
Each and every one of you.
From the bottom of our less than three.
Oogie says, hey, I have a question.
Good on you, Oogie.
And then, let me scroll down to see if... No.
No. He never actually posed the question. Happy 20th birthday tomorrow, Mystery. If we keep doing announcements like that, we're going to have to do dedications. Like,
it's true.
This 5 minutes of self-important ranting goes out to Mystical from Lord Blade.
PC gamer intern Norman played 80 turns of Kingdom of Loathing, says Alexi Malafiu, who... let's see if we can invite Alexi Malafiu. I'm really starting to get irritated by the things that Skype does. Let's try and invite Alexi Malafiu into the conference. Ringing.
Hey.
Hello. Who are you in the game here? Did we lose him?
Yep.
We lost him. We did hear him say, hey.
Here's an important question. Porb asks, will you touch my tra-la-la? Also, what is your favorite swear words? So, now probably I won't touch your tra-la-la. At least not until that's a little well.
All right, we're inviting Alexi back in. That was apparently an accident. In progress with Alexi Mel.
Good evening to you folks. Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, that's good. So I hope the people on the radio can hear me as well.
Yep.
What was your question this evening?
Oh, well, I wanted to mention, as I mentioned to you in a private message, that an intern from PC Gamer, I got him to check out the game, but he only played 80 turns and said it's kind of weird. Mm. But that's it's just him. But what I was really wondering is... after Ascension, there's going to be these people have to replay the game with all the new skills, etc. What is going to happen to all the players that have a high-level character accounts, like myself, possibly? Some of us, like, perhaps wouldn't like to give up the accounts and the Hall of Records stats, but you said you wouldn't be adding any content beyond level 15 as it is right now. What is your thought on this?
Right. Well, I would like for there to be things to do at arbitrarily high levels, but at some point it has to stop. And the 15 was just kind of, it was a sort of an arbitrary stopping point, but it was also kind of based around wanting a single ascension type cycle to take, what were we thinking, like 6 weeks?
Yeah.
The idea is that once Ascension is in there, the way the game is intended to be played is via Ascension. And the thing is, the stat boards, the sort of power gamer boards right now in the Hall of Records, are going to either not be there anymore, or they're going to be on a sort of secondary section of the Hall of Records. The things that we're... The scales along which we want people competing are going to be Ascension related. So, I mean, I know that's probably going to piss a lot of people off, but it just sort of... I guess a lot of people really enjoy playing as high-level characters, but I just don't really see the fun in it because it seems like you sort of run out of challenge. I mean, what is, Alexi, the appeal for you?
Well, there's not much appeal now. I mean, I've gotten on the Hall of Records via clan a couple of times and drinking, etc., but Right now, Thorn's Way Basement was kind of fun, and the Hot Stuff mentioned it to me in a message after his post that it was a dungeon. I was like, kind of cool, and I got through that. But right now, I'm just shoring 6,000, 7,000 trips. Yeah.
No. And see, wouldn't you rather start over and play through all the stuff again with some new content added?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's a matter of whether or not it's worth it to lose the spot on the Hall of Records in order to do that.
Yeah, I guess it is. As a matter of fact, my clan's name is Reset. Yes.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. The Ascension stuff should provide most of the fixes that a Reset would, without any of the evil things. Well, thank you for calling, and
thank you for answering.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Yeah, so we got rid of E to the audio D.
We did. Well, at least for one person.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get Primavera back. Ring-ing.
Get another shot at Primavera. Angel hair. Nope.
Busy?
The
hell does that mean?
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Yeah. Awesome. So,
wow, I have nothing but a whole bunch of Skype windows. Let's see. Frank suggests, I have an idea for a game change, being able to take back an item off the flea market. What do you think? I don't know. I don't really see any reason. Can you, I don't know, maybe if somebody could give me a compelling justification for adding the ability to take items out of the flea market, then I'd consider it, but it didn't occur to me that would be anything that anybody would want to do. Breadstick Monkey asks, can you make a way for equipment to be equipped / unequipped in bulk? A for loop would save bandwidth as opposed to loading the screen each time for each item. I think multiple custom outfits will solve that, and that's something that I just need to sit down and do, or that I need to get someone else to do, maybe.
Right.
But it's, yeah, no, it's something. Yeah.
When can we expect to see the KOL movie in theaters? Now that would be fun to have a completely computer animated, highly rendered, fully 3D stick figure adventure. That'd be a lot of fun. Or, you know, live action. I've always thought that Gary Busey would make a hell of a Disco Bandit.
Let's see. I believe we have another mirror up. If somebody wants to announce this in the chat, unless this is the one that you already announced, 24.157.71.44, port 8000.
Yeah, I did.
That was the one.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
How do we track people listening on mirrors?
I think we don't.
Let's see.
Carl Vos says, this may have an answer somewhere, but where did you two meet? We met at the unpopular kids' table in the cafeteria in high school.
It's true.
It was my sophomore year, Mr. Skullhead's freshman year, and I don't know exactly how I ended up at that table because I had just moved into town. I think I saw some kids play in the pen and paper role-playing games during lunch and thought those were the kids for me. And then it was this table full of people who sort of kept, instead of playing Dungeons and Dragons or something, they just kept writing role-playing game systems, including Mr. Skullhead's vampire role-playing game offering, which I seriously think would be 1,000 times more popular than White Wolf's Vampire the Masquerade had anyone but become aware of it.
Yeah, which no one will ever, ever see.
I don't know.
I don't think I even have it.
I certainly don't have any copies of it anymore.
Actually, you know, let me go look. I enjoy putting myself up for ridicule. That's why I play songs that I've written on my radio shift. So let me see if I have that somewhere. Maybe you can put it up on Asymmetric. Hey, kids. Skullhead's really, really lame.
Oh, come on. It had the leather greave and the leather queer ass.
Queer ass is...
best word to describe.
What is a role-playing game without a queer ass, I ask you?
Neferwamper says, could you implement a link to the propose / accept trade window when a green message comes up from another player proposing a trade or responding to a trade? Yes. Yes, I could. And I probably should. Mystical says, is there any chance of the / listen feature ever being color-coded, such as trade in red, newbie in green, normal in blue, etc., etc., etc.? That's not a bad idea, but every time I started messing with it, I couldn't get it to look good. So, I'm not sure. I may, if I can figure out how to do this without it working the way that I think it's going to work, do maybe an optional kind of light background color change, which would draw attention to the differences between the channels without making it so you couldn't tell the difference between normal chat and private messages. But I'm not sure. Foluke, after saying blue sucks, to which Niuta responds, colors suck, monochrome forever, with the British spelling of colors, which always makes me happy. Foluke says, are both of you drunk?
I'm not drunk. Are you drunk?
I'm nearing the bottom of my first martini, but in that I am a sort of a professional, I'm saying no, that I'm not.
You know, I do have fully 12 pages of notes for the vampire game, including character sheets for vampire and hunter. And, well, fuck.
Hey, it's a lot of fun. I hang up on you.
Jesus.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was I was going through closing windows. And
when that happens, though, that I can't even talk because all of the sound is going through Skype. So I can't say, well, Jake's dumbass just hung up on me, kids. Hang tight.
Sorry about that. Jake's dumbass did indeed just cause that. So you were saying that you had 12 pages of...
of the vampire notes, including the enemies and the weapons, and the character sheets, even.
Wow. And we should go through those and see if we can incorporate some of the ideas into a...
You can really tell that I had no idea what I was doing because I use, like, every die that comes in one of those little die tubes. Like, roll 1d4 plus 2d10 for damage for this spell. And it sure does.
I think that's a temptation that's hard to resist when you're making a role-playing game system.
Because dice are...
My favorite is the D2.
Which is a coin?
Black Belt Duck says, did you ever get any ideas from Don Hertzfeldt? Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess you get ideas from everyone whose stuff you look at. But nothing specific, no. Interestingly enough, I know somebody who... knows somebody who knows Don Hertzfeldt. Actually, I know somebody who went to high school with Don Hertzfeldt, and it was really weird that, like, when she was talking about this guy, she didn't realize that he was anybody that anybody had heard of. It was just, you know, her friend Don from high school, and then I was like, holy shit, is that the Don who did all this stuff that I've seen and loved? So the last time I saw her, I actually gave her a card for the game to give to Don Hertzfeldt. So maybe Don Hertzfeldt will play the game if he's not too busy
kicking it,
working on something with Mike Judge.
By the way, if anybody knows John Linnell and John Flansburg, tell them.
What's that?
If anybody knows John Linnell and John Flansburg and you get them to play the game, I will give you a complete set of rares.
Okay. Fightabunny24531 says, is there ever going to be a use X number of adventures box to reduce lag that tells you all meat, stats, items, and monsters you got / faced in those adventures? No, there is not. I just really don't want to do that because it should be interactive. You know, I like forcing people to click on things over and over and over and over again. You know, maybe for the shore... since, you know, there's
a limited amount of content in there.
Yeah. But even then, that would require some doing. I don't know.
And we keep intending to add more adventures to the shore, and that will happen someday.
Yeah, certainly will.
Good question.
That's actually one of the few things that should be very easy for us to update, because all it requires is writing. Yeah. Well, you know, at least because people don't really care about the items at the shore because they already have 10 million of all of them.
Right. Fatty asks, or Fatty underscore Inc. asks, how about making it so I can rest or relax multi-times? Which is not a bad idea.
That is not a bad idea. And that's, yeah, that's pretty good. Dugmonger says, Jick, have you ever had over 22 drunkenness in real life? No, I haven't.
Have you never vomited just solely from drinking too much?
I have. I've never passed out or blacked out just from drinking too much.
Generally, the vomiting seems to keep that from happening because I've never had a night that I don't remember what happened.
Although I don't think there's ever been a time when I vomited just from being drunk. I vomited from being drunk and eating like weird food. And or being drunk and smoking too much, back when I smoked too much. So I would just get to coughing and start gagging and then vomit. This is awesome to be on a live radio show talking about my particular vomiting habits. Any chance of making more feminine avatars? The star garb makes me look like a guy. You know, that is actually something that never even occurred to me, to make female versions of the costume avatars. That's a good idea. It's more work. MC Etcher says, weren't you going to do one shot of beer per minute tonight? Actually, I was going to do one shot of beer per minute on the train wreck show with Amplitude and Cuckoo until I found out that it started at like 8:30 in the morning. So I decided that it probably wouldn't be a good idea for me to just get shitty drunk as soon as I woke up. One of these nights we'll do it.
Do you want to do an hour of power on the Jick and Skullhead show?
I think I lost you there.
So you want to do like an hour of power on our show at some point?
Right, maybe we did 120 minutes of power.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, see, I mean, I was thinking, you know, in terms of 1 ounce shots. So five cheap beers in an hour is not the end of the world. Like 10 cheap beers in 2 hours is kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
That Robo Noob says, have you ever thought of creating new classes or subclasses? Very similar to the question asked somewhere right here by somebody that I just read, asking if there would be any new classes, either pre- or post-ascension. Let's see. Carlos says, just so you guys know, my buddy, in-game Razgard, plays EQ2 windowed so he can do his Kingdom of Loathing turns. That makes me pretty happy. I sometimes play the World of Warcraft beta in windowed mode so that I can work on Kingdom of Loathing while I play, but they've done a pretty good job of making World of Warcraft so you can't play unattended. Beethoven asks if I can sing Ode to Booze. Yes, I can.
We have proof.
There's an MP3 of it somewhere. Zarus says, can you make me a coffee sprite in real life? Interestingly enough, that is something that we're in the process of doing. A friend of mine who is a very good sculptor and very good artist is making prototypes for some PVC figurines of the familiars, which is something that once we figure out how to get it going, which I'm not going to say that this is happening soon, because both he and I are notoriously late on everything. And so the two of us working together, things are going to get exponentially late. But yeah, the coffee sprite is actually one of them that I picked. I went through and picked like five or six of the familiars that I thought would be good for making figurines of. I think the ones that I got to were the ones that I gave him pictures of and described what I wanted the models to look like were the lime, the balloon monkey, the pirate skeleton, which given that he is a Mexican dude, will probably look pleasantly like the Dia de los Muertos style of art, which is something I'm really looking forward to seeing. The coffee sprite, did I already say the balloon monkey? I think I did.
Yes.
And the Gru. He had an idea on how to do the Gru. Even though the Gru is not, as people think, a ball of fur with eyes, it is eyes peering out of darkness.
I think you lost that battle, though, man.
No, I didn't, damn it. let's see. Cat Drake asks, what happens when you finish off 99 bottles of beer on a golem? Well, unless you're a cheating exploiter who exploits cheats like Boozer Bear and Hot Stuff. It turns out what happens is you get a zero bottles of beer on the Golem and then a negative one bottles of beer on the Golem. And I think Hot Stuff got down to the negative 400 bottles of beer on the Golem because there is actually still a bug in the basement that I keep forgetting to fix, where if you give bogus form submission, you keep fighting the same monster over and over again, over and over and over and over again. Fatty Incorporated asks, what's on your pizza? I don't have any pizza. If I did, it's usually either pepperoni or Hawaiian. Do Nut says, what did you have for dinner? And more importantly, I think it would be cool to one day travel to other kingdoms. It would be cool, and I think I had the olives that were in my martini for dinner so far.
I have quesadillas. Fuck you, request that we add more prawn to KOL, but really, I mean, we have a triple X prawn, we have prawn chow mein, prawn cocktail. There's plenty of prawn. You just have to seek it out. Oh,
Jose Estrada asks... I'm sorry?
Yeah.
What?
Cat Drake wanted to know where we got our online nicknames, which have been... It's a story that's been told, but might as well tell it again. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted something that sounded like a name but wasn't a name, so I just started taking common names and replacing vowels, and then I got this. It's not a very good story.
Yeah, well, mine isn't much better. I mean, Mighty Bjorn's always been my nom de net ever since, 96 or so. But there was already a Bjorn when I got here, and he was number, 5, and I was number 13. And I went PvP with Mighty Bjorn and got my ass hammered, so needed a new character, and I picked Mr. Skullhead largely because of the Animaniacs reference, but also because I'm bald and because I like Nightmare Before Christmas, which is a skull thing, and Dia de los Muertos stuff, which is skull-based. So it seemed to fit. And I now will answer to Scully in real life, which is frightening.
Yeah, it is kind of frightening, because I won't answer to Jake in real life. Zero says, do either of you play Magic the Gathering? I believe Mr. Skullhead has never played Magic the Gathering. I
could never afford it. Jesus.
I was into it, 94, 95... My freshman year of college, I played a lot of Magic the Gathering. I got in right before Legends, and I got out and got all my money back from selling my rares right after the first real crappy expansion. Homelands, maybe? I don't remember what it was called. But, yeah, I played me a ton of Magic the Gathering. And I got... into the beta for the... Well, I mean, I'm not going to say I got into the beta because it was just available to anyone. I played in the beta for Magic the Gathering Online when they first launched it, and I just don't like the game anymore. It's gotten so balanced that it isn't fun, that it doesn't seem like there's any interesting strategy anymore. There's too many bizarre rules. Let's see. Cuckoo is being... is requesting to come on here.
Yeah, I would like to...
What's that? Of course, now I've lost her because I don't know what her name actually is.
Come on, I need you this way. Yeah, coming on, Cuckoo is fine. I mean, Cuckoo coming on. I'm gonna stop talking now.
Magian says, "Hey guys, has there been any thought to adding a feature to mass use miscellaneous items such as ice cold six packs or penultimate fantasy chests, etc.?" And yes. That's pretty much ready for me to start doing, and I should I'll be doing one or two at a time. And I think as people request the ability to multi-use stuff, I will mark stuff as multi-usable and code multi-use of it, because that's really good for everybody, you know. All right, it was Primavera Angel Hair who asks, are there going to be more classes ever, either normal or post-ascension special ones? And probably not in this game. I'm pretty okay with the 6. I think that's enough. I think they will become further and further differentiated as time goes by. And Starshan says Magic the Gathering rocks. Starshan says also, do you think you could ever do some sort of a kingdom-wide contest? Not like a raffle, but like a caption contest or something. Well, I mean, anybody who has any ideas for that kind of thing should post it in the forums. If it's something we like, we'd certainly consider it. Brutal says, his wife says he can still play this game because I like pepperoni and Hawaiian pizza. Excellent. Whatever it is that works. Werebear points out that Fallen Empires, not Homelands, was the crappy expansion that was the last expansion while I was playing Magic.
I have to point out...
Hot Stuff also says... Jick, has anyone ever told you that you sometimes sound like that guy Odd Todd who did the Laid Off A Day in the Life Flash animation a while back? I'm a big fan of that series of animations, but no one has ever told me that. Janice is uber cool asks, are you ever going to change quote to quotation in the profile page? And I think what he's really asking is, am I ever going to agree with him that my use of the word quote is improper in that context? And no, I'm not, because I insist that you can refer to something that somebody says as a quote by that person. Of course, the Dot Galactic, who is crashing at my place for a few months, and who is actually a guy who nobody knows about, but who is responsible for a lot of the early game mechanics. The fight system was devised based solely on his mad math skills, and he is the guy. In the same way that the guy who's doing the PVC sculptures is the pretentious artist from the Dirtwald Hovel, this guy here who just made some sort of sound about my use of the word quote, which I'm not sure if it was a quote agreeing with me or agreeing with Juicy, but I don't care.
I agree with you. I also have to say, since it came up, that Hawaiian pizza is fucking nasty.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry if that makes it so you can't play the game anymore, Brutal, but the creator, Jick, disagrees with me on this, but guys, meat and fruit never, ever go together.
It's goddamn delicious is what it is.
Never.
So you're saying that that you don't like bacon oranges?
Yeah, I'm saying that if I had a big bag of beef jerky, the last thing I would do is pour a bunch of pineapple juice on it and eat it. It's not meat and fruit. It's sweet and meat together. Like no sweet and sour sauce. No.
Yeah, you know, I used to be exactly like that, but for some reason, pineapple is exempt from that rule in my mind. Terror of the Deep asks, "Hey Jick, have you ever played Monkey Island by LucasArts?" Yeah, I played through the first one, and really at some point need to do something in the game that references the sword fighting system in Monkey Island, which is in my opinion one of the cleverest and funniest things in a video game ever. Did you ever play that, Mr. Skullhead?
No, never did.
The way that the sword fights were resolved is that your opponent would insult you, and then you would be given a list of comebacks, and whichever one was the funniest would cause you to be the most effective in combat. So you would have to learn through experience that you would insult people, and then they would make a snappy comeback, and then after you'd heard it once, that would become an option for you to say to the next person who insulted you.
Oh, that's cool.
It was, that's something that we should focus on very quickly, though, is getting some homage to that into the game, because, that just makes me happy even thinking about it. Oh, I didn't play it until years after it came out. It was on some collection I got not too long ago. Loathalian says, Mr. Skullhead, I agree with you. It is disgusting. By which I'm assuming he means heterosexual intercourse. XX Armageddon XX says, well, I'd be wondering, Irimon, will there be any more mods for the chats? Yes, there will, pretty soon.
Armageddon also asks, what gaming systems do we have? I've got a GameCube, a PlayStation, a Super Nintendo, an 8-bit Nintendo, and soon I will be getting a PlayStation 2.
I have a pile of Ataris, a 8-bit NES, Super NES, the original Game Boy, I have a GBA SP, and I have, actually, I'm one of those assholes who owns all three of the new consoles. Though I didn't pay very much for them. That's something you should realize. But yeah, the Game Boy, the GameCube, which I got recently when Mr. Skullhead managed to snag us completely independent of our influence by being burgeoning game industry celebrities, but by being the selected Omega Knot in PAX, got us a tour of Nintendo headquarters, and we got to shop at the employee discount store, which was awesome. Yeah. And I bought a PlayStation 2 just so that I could get Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. So that doesn't really count as owning a PlayStation 2.
So it was San Andreas' fault?
Yeah, it was, to a certain extent. Baney Boy says, you sound like the odd Todd guy. Yeah, that's okay. There are certainly worse guys to sound like.
Beer Engineer asks, would it kill you to play a little Foghat? And, it probably wouldn't kill me.
Probably.
Well, that's a reference to Jim Carrey's Andy Kaufman-esque turn at the Video Music Awards a couple years ago. Which, glad to know that some people still remember their roots of 2 years ago. Yeah. That wasn't very interesting. Why did you make me say that?
Breadstick Monkey says, the meat and fruit conversation made me do the LOL thing, only I was actually LOL. Which I guarantee didn't come across even remotely sensibly in speaking.
I think you probably should have inverted that. It made me do the lol thing, only I was actually L-ing O-L. By the way, kids, if you don't know how to throw the lol hand sign, let me explain that to you real quick. It's Jick. Jick invented and Jick approved. Make an L with your right hand so that it's backwards to you, but it'll be right ways up to people that are looking at you. And put your thumb and middle finger together on your left hand and form an O, and then just pass the L back and forth on either side of the O while saying lol. Yeah, use it. Use it ironically. It's fantastic.
All right, we're going to try and get Cuckoo into the concert, conference, convolution.
Conflab.
We are ringing Cuckoo. Hello, Cuckoo.
Hey, Jake. What's up?
How you guys doing? Hey, you guys. By which I mean you.
By which we mean your boobs.
My boobs are great, and I'm good, too. That's the strangest question I've ever been asked. How is your show going?
It's going pretty well. How did the Hour of Power go on the train wreck? I didn't get to listen to it.
Oh, my God. I mean, remember. I downloaded it to listen to it because I couldn't remember anything from it except for a 40-minute walk to McDonald's afterwards. And I don't know how anyone understood anything because we were slurring and there was so much reference to all sorts of things that I just don't get now. But apparently it was good. I mean, the numbers were great and there was lots of alcohol involved and I was hungover and Amplitude was hungover and Jazz was hungover and the noob who used to be a noob, who's no longer a noob, wasn't hungover, so he pounded us all into the ground, and total props to Rabbit Flavin for that.
Well, I wish I could have done it with you, in every sense of that phrase, but I, alas, it being, like I said, 8:30 in the morning, I just couldn't do it. Did you have anything in particular you wanted to chat about on 120 minutes of double entendre with Chicken Mr. Stillman?
Well, first of all, I think that's a terrible, terrible excuse. It was like 5 a.m. for me. Second of all, no, I just added you because I thought, wow, his username on Skype is there. I have to have this. And so I did. But I'm sure that there are questions that I could think of. For example, when are you going to learn to spell Australianly-ness?
What are things that are spelled differently in Australia?
Well, I guess colour, although I'm not sure that you actually say colour at all on the camera anywhere.
I don't remember.
But I'm also here. I'm also here to vouch for the girl costumes. Because the only costume that I look like a girl in is my default one. And so right now I think I'm wearing like a disco mask and a like elite trousers, which is so cool, by the way. So I think I'm going to keep them anyway. But sweetness.
Well, okay, that's one vote for the girl costume graphics. And you know, it's really not that big of a deal, especially with all the practice I'm getting and just reusing and recycling and cutting and pasting my own graphics and making custom avatars, which I'm almost caught up in. There are only like 6 that aren't done.
So
you could probably just do being a total asshole
to people who give me lots of money. But I mean, it's really just a matter of cutting and pasting some pigtails onto every single picture and calling it something
different. I was told that you gave people permission to punch you in the stomach if you didn't have them in like a week.
Well, I know, and I'm the kind of guy who will say stuff like that. In the same way that I will threaten people physically if I know that there's no chance of ever actually meeting them.
Ah, so you're not going to Arkansas then, because I've heard some stuff.
Because what?
I've heard some stuff, you know.
That there are some people who are going to punch me in the stomach at Arkansas.
Oh, assuming they don't get their custom avatar soon.
Yeah, they will.
This isn't me threatening, by the way. I haven't asked for one at all.
No, I know.
No. But no, those drawings are so much harder to do than you just make them out to be. I mean, for Trainwreck Radio, which is the show that you tell the... we've been trying to make, shirts for them, like the DJ Swag site, and... Oh my god, so hard to do. I figured out how to do a drawing of a train, but I totally can't get me in stick figure form or Amplitude in stick figure form without just looking like a 4-year-old has drawn them, and not in a good way, like the kingdom. Just
well, part of the thing is not really having any idea of what you want it to look like, and then just being satisfied with whatever you come up with. That always works for me.
I would also like to say that I think that's the first time I've heard someone who's not on TV say drawing, which, I mock you.
Are you picking on me? Because I'll kick you right now. I'll kick you.
You know I love you. You know that I.
How do you spell kick in Australia?
K-I-C-K.
Okay.
Oh, man, I hate you so much.
Just making sure. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Coo-coo-coo. We're going to let you go and see if we can't get somebody else in here. But great job, as always, on all of your radio stuff. And we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you very much. Have fun with the rest of your show.
Indeed.
Yes, good night, Coo.
Bye.
Okay, so that was fun. Let's see if there's anybody else. Let's see, Bri says, question for the show. With all the customization of items and avatars, what are the chances of the mods getting actual ban hammers? And that was one of the things I did today after making Lacey's ban paddle cleverly into a ban hammer for Bri. I don't know. I mean, the reason that I haven't given the mods anything special, like item-wise or anything rare, is because I don't want even more piles of messages of everybody and their brother and their retarded cousin who can't spell asking to be a mod. Maybe we can do something. We'll see. Now I'm thinking about it. You have anything to add to that, Scully?
Did you see that that link that Carlo sent us? There's apparently some German beer that is KOL.
Yeah, I saw that.
Crude beer. Although it looks to be pretty old.
Yeah.
Because they're just the cans, which are opened.
Oh, right. Yeah, but opened with a can opener.
Yeah. So, like, things working properly.
That's kind of weird that they put it in front of... Although it's kind of clever that they took a picture of it with mirrors surrounding it so that you could see every side of it. Okay. Let's see. Disco Bird says, earlier you said you can't get a Talisman of Bayo on purpose. Does this mean spending adventure after adventure in insert location here is pointless and I should just give up now? It kind of does. Because I guess I will give one clue as to the algorithm by which those artifacts are made available. And it is, not only do you have to be in the right place, but you have to be there at the right time. And in the right time, it doesn't give anybody an advantage for being in a specific time zone or playing at a specific time. It's just pretty much another way of preventing you from doing it on purpose. Alright, Nicotoni says, Scully's meat plus fruit equals bad is ahead in the general asymmetry poll. Zeru says, Amplitude's new name is Nipples. Please let everyone know.
Everyone?
This guy says, what RPG, computer-based or non, most inspires you guys? I don't know. I was talking to...
either Riff or Hot Stuff, I don't remember which, earlier, about Legend of the Red Dragon, which is the old BBS door game, which is basically Kingdom of Loathing. Same sort of setup where you get a certain number of turns a day, and you've got some weapons, you got some armor. I mean, obviously this is a lot more complicated, a lot bigger, but pretty much same deal. Yeah, I mean that was also where the Rouge who would attack you in the woods.
Yeah, I think that may have been the Germanus or the beginning of the Misspelled Cemetery, seeing that. Because it was supposed to be a rogue, but
right.
it was a rouge.
A lot of people don't know how to spell rogue. RoboNoob says, how many of the DJs have you personally met? And I'm sorry about reading everybody's typos aloud. I've just been way too many strong, bad emails for me to not do stuff like that. Because it is the way that I read it, and I mentally correcting stuff, the typos and everything, is just more than I can do. Let's see, how many of the DJs have I personally met, Mr. Skullhead? I met Amplitude. Mm-hmm. I met Severed Toe. I met Artsy Chick. I've met you.
Yeah.
I've met Ducky Fresh.
I speculum,
yes. Ricker Scott says, pineapple is the greatest topping since extra cheese. Jick teach the hippies how to grow it.
Yeah, extra cheese is, I feel the same way about extra cheese as lore does.
How's that?
It was on one of the ratings, extra cheese as a topping. Like, if you actually need more cheese than usually comes on a pizza, you need to switch pizza joints. And if there's a normal amount of cheese on there and you want extra, just skip the pizza and eat a block of cheese.
DOD Hungry says, do you or Mr. Skullhead play any other online games? I don't really. I've been like I keep talking about because I keep playing it. I've been playing World of Warcraft open beta. I almost bought EverQuest 2 because I'm almost
gay.
Bag. Yeah. But what I think was a pretty brilliant move on Blizzard's part, they opened up the beta on the day that EverQuest 2 launched. And so I just didn't have any interest in playing. I played City of Heroes for a while. I played EverQuest for a couple of months, like years ago. City of Heroes was since I've been working on Kingdom of Living. And I like to check them out and see, you know, what things are good about the games and what things that I can, you know, take with me to the table when I'm thinking about the way that this stuff works mechanically. But, you know, as far as other web-based games, I've pretty much stopped playing all the ones that I ever played. I never really got into them because I never was that into, like, just climbing leaderboard ladders or player versus player, which I'm sure shows in these sort of underdeveloped player versus player considerations in Kingdom of Loathing. But, yeah, you know, I mean, it was sort of a dissatisfaction with the existing set of web-based games that caused me to want to make a game in the first place. Butterfly 9 in real life has sent me a link to a picture of looks like some temple with a name with the word KOL in it, which is cool. Sailor Bowser says, what do you have planned for the disturbing fanfic? Wouldn't you like to know? Very soon, and I would say about exactly the same time that Ascension rolls out, there will be something that the Disturbing Fanfic does. Janice is Uber Cool asks, when are you going to hold another KOL con? I think we're both really scared of planning another KOL con because of the size that it will invariably be. But we're going to figure something out for early next year. Within maybe a month on either side of Arkenstock.
Yeah, we want to give people time to either prepare or recover from.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you ever going to do something with that single extra space on the map? Meaning the space maybe between Seaside Town and the shore? If I ever come up with something really, really vertical, then yes. Crazy Foo says, are there ever going to be any new items to get in the Mr. Accessory Store? Yes, every month there will be a new item in the Mr. Accessory Store.
I was thinking about that, actually, is having other items besides the Familiar of the Month go in there. The risk that we run there is, I mean, some people are already pissed about the Mr. Accessory Store, and I would hate for people to think that we spend a whole bunch of time developing items to go in there at the expense of other stuff that we could be doing. So, yeah. It seemed like the more
Green
items...
Green Team Man asks... In there, oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
Yeah. The more items we put
Green
in there...
Green Team Man asks... This is the glory of the slight delay created by Skype, is that it makes... It makes it impossible to be polite, which is something that's incredibly difficult for me personally, anyway.
I'm really glad you said that. So Green Team Man asks... What?
Yeah, Green Team Man asks, what do you think of the new KOL Melian? I think it is something that I should look at, because I haven't. I keep thinking that I'm going to check it out, but then, obviously, my paranoid, untrustworthy self doesn't want to use it to log on to any of the important accounts, so then I think, I should make another account, and then I think, well, that's a lot of work. I should do this later and play some more World of Warcraft. So, yeah, I need to check it out. Because I haven't seen it at all. And I'm interested to see what it looks like. Have you looked at Colmelium?
No. I figured it was something that I wouldn't understand. So I didn't even try.
Brutal's wife says, Scully has pizza issues he needs to resolve. Giggs asks, what is the reason for Clovers being able to be disassembled? The reason for Clovers to be able to be disassembled is, back in the days before the closet, I wanted there to be a way to not use Clovers if you had them. Like, if you wanted to adventure somewhere that had a Clover adventure, but you didn't want to get the Clover adventure over and over again, you could. And so that's why I gave the ability to disassemble them. That's something that is definitely going to be able to be multi-used, if it isn't just gotten rid of completely. But, I don't really see any reason to get rid of it. Miranda says, will you let us know what server/character name you play in World of Warcraft so the rest of us beta World of Warcraft players can come bug you? I've just been making a bunch of new characters and playing them. I haven't really stuck to anyone because I'm a little reluctant to spend much time on any given character when they're just going to be reset in 2 weeks. When they actually launch. So I think I'm on test 29. And my account name is Jick, so if you can find me by account name, then knock yourself out and send me a message. But yeah, I think it's test 29. Should we try another call?
Yeah, Mystical, whose Skype name is Komodori, has been trying to get in.
Komodori.
With a K.
With a K. I don't see Komodori on my what's it.
And your account list?
Hello? Hey, are you there, Mr. Skullhead?
Yeah. Am I there?
Something weird just happened.
Okay. I haven't changed anything.
All right, so we're ringing Inari.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, Inari.
Inari, fine.
Hello, Silence.
My old friend.
Inari maybe doesn't have a microphone.
I forgot that Inari uses Mystical. Well, I don't know if everybody knew that, but they do now.
Well, it looks like we are not going to be able to talk to Inari. And it looks like I'm... It looks like I'm not going to be able to not have Skype just randomly switch back and forth between panes over and over and over again. Cat Drake. Let's see if we can talk to Cat Drake. Cat Drake, invite to conference. Ringing Cat Drake. And it continues to ring. If only there was some sound associated with a ringing telephone.
Didn't we take that out on purpose,
though? Hello, Cat Drake.
Hi.
Can we hear you?
Yeah.
You're really, really quiet, Catherine.
Very, very, very low volume.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's getting better.
Are you there?
Yep, we are now. What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
What did you want to chat about here today?
Anyways, guys.
Yes?
I was wondering something about the game. You know all about the Herb Brownies thing?
Uh-huh.
Is that true?
Around that? I can neither confirm nor deny any rumors about Herb Brownies.
Except that they're really tasty.
Very funny, guys.
I believe that question will be answered on its own in 2 or 3 weeks.
One final question.
Uh-huh.
You know how you appeared on Tech TV the other week, I believe it was?
Yep.
Are you going to be doing stuff like that ever again?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that was sort of their deal. They just called me and said, hey, we want you to go on there. And I don't know. I mean, you know, I would certainly appear at wherever anybody asked me to appear to spread the word. But yeah, you know, it's I don't know. It's not really up to us how.
One final question. You know the game RuneScape online?
You know, I played a little bit of it a long, long time ago, but it's been a while since I took a look at it.
Well, I have a friend who's been playing it, and I'm trying to convince him to try KOL, but he's adamant on playing RuneScape. Do you have anything I could tell him to try and convince him?
Boy, I don't know. If the game itself isn't enough to convince him, you could tie him to a chair and play it in front of him. Maybe prop his eyelids open, like in Clockwork Orange. You got any advice there, Scully?
I usually find threats of violence work just as well as anything else.
Do you have anything heavy that you could hit him with, Kendrick?
Problem is, I'm one of the small, all nerds that you grew up with. Basically, the people that, if they lift anything about within one-tenth of their weight, which is very small, they break something.
I think you might have to let him go. I mean, if he is that misguided to play RuneScape instead of our fine game, I don't know. Sometimes you just...
All right, well,
yeah,
it's weird things are happening with the sound. All right, Catherine, thanks for your call. Thanks for your questions, and we'll see you around.
Good night.
Bye, guys.
Oh, Jake, here's something that's actually being debated in chat right now. Some of our moderators feel like English only in chat, and foreign languages should be relegated to private messages because they can't really, if they can't tell what you're saying, they can't moderate. I'm inclined to say that everyone should be able to speak whatever language they want to in chat, but I wanted to get your take on it.
If you write stuff in a non-English language in chat, then really you're only running the risk of irritating or annoying a handful of people who speak that language. I mean, you know, if it effectively is kind of wasting space in the chat for the majority of people, you know, who don't speak that language, but, you know, and I would think that maybe a clan channel might be more appropriate for that, or PM, so... You know, I mean, you certainly shouldn't spam in a foreign language, but I don't think banning for speaking in a foreign language is appropriate.
Yes. Okay, good to hear.
Green Pantluck, which is a good name, says, have either of you tried the Matrix Online game yet? No. We saw a demo of it at Penny Arcade Expo, and it just looked like more of the same. And I don't like the Matrix, really, so.
Yeah, it did kind of look like City of Heroes with more black leather. And I like the second and third Matrix just because I like to be contrary.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Estariol says, in the new Ascension version, will you try to implement puzzles that can't be spoiled as easily as the current object creation puzzles. And that's something, you know, we're always trying to think of ways to make it so stuff can't just be really easily spoiled. And, you know, and even NetHack Potions sort of got us started down that road with the cleverness that Xenophobe suggested for that. Got Riff working on it, which means that, I think we'll at least get some very good suggestions for it. Let's see. Zarus again asks, do you support lawn darts with the pointed metal ends, and why are they not in the game? I wonder how old Zarus is, because that's something that I wouldn't expect people of very many fewer years than us to even recognize what lawn darts are.
They're basically miniature javelins, for those of you who haven't seen them. Back in the day, there was the idea that you would have these things that were basically oversized darts, like regular darts, but, you know, maybe, what, 3 or 4 times the size? And you would hurl them up in the air, and they would land in a target that you had spread out on your lawn, or through somebody's skull or spleen. So I support them. I had a blast playing with those as a kid.
Yeah, I never actually had them. I think by the time that I was let out of the basement to actually interact with other children, they had already become illegal. So I really only saw them occasionally in somebody's closet, and it didn't seem like the kind of thing that would be fun to me. But Aberrant Templar says, no question. I just wanted to thank you for putting out a really fun, horribly addicting game. Thank you, Aberrant Templar, for playing our really fun, horribly addictive game. Kojiro suggests the vertical horizon for the empty space, which I'm sure would make Mr. Skullhead very happy.
That would be everything I want.
And perhaps a gray sky morning could appear on the in between the town and...
Man, I suppose if we're going to have references to the Moody Blues and... I suppose we could reference some other really shitty bands, but... Robo Noob asked, would you be freaked out if I attended Arkenstock wearing a harem girl outfit or the Crembo duds or something? Depends on what you look like, Robo Noob, but we find it very entertaining when people do stuff like that. So wear your Crembo outfit, get some wrapping paper, and again, go for it. It's awesome.
Choo Choo Bear says, I have a question regarding the Mr. Accessory. I can understand if someone who pays cash for their Mr. A will be able to retain them after the reset, but what about those who pay for them in meat? Will they retain them, or will they simply be returned to the inventory of the people who bought them? Well, since we're really leaning against the idea of the reset, I'm saying that that's a question that doesn't have to be considered until we...
However, that's a rumor that... That has been with us almost since the game began. And let me just say once more, there is absolutely no way that we know who bought a particular Mr. Accessory.
So anybody who says that at any point Mr. Accessories will be returned to the inventories of the people who actually paid for them is lying.
There are no unique items in Kingdom of Loathing. It's not like Choo Choo Bear's Mr. Accessory. It's that Choo Choo Bear has... the Mr. Accessory flag. So, we don't track items. Not even Mr. A's. It amazes me that rumor's still with us, but it is.
Kojiro says he has to agree with the mods on the foreign language in the chat thing, as I've used translating sites and found that some people do use other languages to swear and flame. But my point is, if you're using other languages to swear, it doesn't really count as swear. I mean, if you have to go so far out of your way to find out that they're swearing... then why is that a big deal? Let's see. Sailor Bowser says, I originally found the link to KOL on a GamePro CD. I was wondering if you knew you had been included on a GamePro CD. I remember seeing something in the forums about it, yeah, that we were like one of the editor's favorite links or something. I never actually looked at it because I never found out which issue of GamePro it was. I guess somebody said that there was an article about Kingdom of Loathing in Game Informer, but I subscribed to Game Informer, and the one that I got like a week ago didn't have it in it. So I don't know if maybe there's a new one that I haven't gotten yet, or if there's some weird Canadian version of Game Informer, and that person was in Canada. T-Jax, who is probably a cross between Mr. T and Jax from Mortal Kombat 2, which would be a fearsome combination. Robotic arm and mohawk equals power. Says, are you going to be making more chat rooms to spread the chatters out? And maybe possibly rooms for specific languages. Rooms for specific languages, probably no. Because that... It just seems like very, very limited appeal for that kind of thing.
And which languages?
You know, if somebody suggested a good reason to have another chat room, I do want to make another couple of just sort of social rooms that are unlocked by doing certain things in the game, kind of like Villa, except not just entirely a meat sink. But just, you know, maybe some kind of puzzle you got to solve to get into a certain room, you know, just
just to add more rooms that aren't, they're not topic specific, because we don't want to get too many of those, like, oh, you guys are talking about movies, go to the movies channel. And, oh, wait, right. you're talking about the soundtrack to the movie now, go to the music channel. You know, blah.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody does want that.
Juicy asks, will the Mr. A familiars be retained through Ascension, or will they be transformed back into Mr. A's, or what?
They will be retained through Ascension, no matter what.
Yeah, we don't...
CyberGoat says, what are the current options available to those looking for bugs in a white hat manner? Well, not entirely sure what you mean by that question. And basically, the way that we encourage people to look for bugs is you find the bug, you can play with the bug, you know, to do something funny. You can play with the bug to get yourself on a leaderboard, you know. You can play with the bug to screw around and prove a point, but don't leak it to everyone. That is the policy on what we want people doing when they find an exploit or a bug. And that's something I think a lot of people don't get when they say that we're favoring the exploiters. It's, you know, we're favoring the nice ones. We're favoring the ones that actually help the game. Let's see. Both Riff and Butterfly9 in real life, or Butterfly9 IRL, whichever, point out that they were called jarts, which I knew them as jarts also, the lawn darts. Riff suggests a combat item with a 10% chance of hitting yourself, which, as always, Riff finds a way to make something funny into an interesting and easily developable game mechanic. So, sure, where do the jarts go, Mr. Skullhead?
We'll get back to you on that.
All right.
It's hard for me to think in front of a microphone, as anybody who's listened to my other shows can readily attest.
But as somebody who's done a radio show next to you, it is not hard for you to stink in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
Apparently. Starshan says, what have certain people, Boozer Bear, Spaz Warrior, etc., done to get their own unique items? You know, Boozer Bear by being our friend, Spaz Warrior by being cool, Bashy by being funny, Xenophobe by being
an
a frat boy.
Right? And an asshole.
The people who would call Xenophobe an asshole are exactly the same people who would call me an asshole if they met me in real life, but you know you love us. Who else has a unique item?
Skipper Will.
Right. I keep forgetting to do that. I drew it. I didn't code it yet.
See, the thing is, though, that to think about unique items is they're not powerful items. They're not going to unbalance anything. It's... if somebody is a close friend of ours in real life and we want to just give them a little spiffy thing as a gift, you know, which is the cheapest sort of gift because it costs us nothing. Spaz Warrior's item was for his birthday, for example. I mean, that's a cool little thing for them to have, and it doesn't really do anything. Like, Spaz's bugbear sword is about as powerful as a decently powerful weapon that drops in game. So it's not like we're helping them get ahead. It's just, you know, we should be able to give spiffy things to our friends, you know? And
also, they
have it okay that we don't give them to everybody.
They're all non-transferable.
Somebody points out that, actually Juicy points out that Phoenix has the anal beads item, which I think was the first unique item, which is not anal beads. And the fact that the picture looks like anal beads has nothing to do with the fact that when I was initially drawing pictures for the game, I had no idea whether or not I wanted to make it a family-friendly game. But it's the exclusive ultra-rare item. It's not anal beads. It's just some beads on a string. Porb says, what are your favorite ramen flavors? Also, who would win, Batman or Spider-Man? I don't care about superheroes.
Batman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But what if Batman didn't have his costume?
Batman.
But what if Batman didn't have his costume and Spider-Man was like twice as big as normal?
Batman.
What if Batman was actually a baby? And Spider-Man was regular Spider-Man.
Probably Spider-Man could take that one.
This guy asked, is the VIA always going to be around? If so, will passes always be the same price? The VIA documents will probably get cheaper. Matt Rat says, how's about clan-specific chat rooms, eh? How about that? If that's a suggestion, then you're suggesting that we add something that has already existed for months and months and months. Because, yeah, there are clan-specific chat rooms for every single clan. El Marcador says, since you think there's not going to be a reset, what are you going to do about inflation? What we're going to do about inflation is what we're continuing to do about inflation, which is to leech a couple billion meat out of the economy every day and some bigger chunks when we do some... bigger meat sink events, and we're going to continue to allow the system to correct itself as it is doing now.
Fida Bunny says, Game Informer, page 197 is where Kingdom is.
I know, and the latest issue of Game Informer has 184 pages.
Oh, well, there you go.
Which is what led me to believe that it's not in there.
Yeah, Zaros also said, check the back of December issue for the KLL story. Is that
aha. Okay.
How far in advance do they date those?
I don't know. So apparently some people have them, though. So, I mean, I ended up with two subscriptions to Game Informer, which I really need to call them and get that straightened out. Because I got one signing up for, like, a discount card at GameSpot or GameStop, and also I got one for Christmas last year. But I haven't gotten the December issue yet. Baney Boy says, you guys should start up a Ventrilo server so we can chat it up verbally while we play. I don't know what a Ventrilo server is. It's probably like a Stumble server IP thing, but no.
Nicotone
Ashland says, yes?
Nicotone says, did you know a parent organization reviewed KOL over the summer and wouldn't recommend it for children? Yes, and that's awesome.
Yeah, it's not for children. That's they asked me. I saw that. Okay, somebody said, "Hey, I review websites for Common Sense Media. Can I have permission to review your website?" And I said, "Sure." I looked at it and knew what it was. But yeah, they accuse us of glorifying the abuse of alcohol. My take is that the nature of reality glorifies the abuse of alcohol by having it be a really great thing. So it's really not our fault that the media that we create supports that.
We're going to have to get out of here, I think, pretty quick here. We're coming up on the end of the hour, so probably should start our...
Okay. Who's taking over?
Etchy Chick is up next, so stick around for her. She will rock
your
face. And we'll see you same time, same day next week. So Thursday, 7 to 9, Mountain Time.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, kids.